This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. So much going on in the summertime in the Umpqua Valley. Going to cover some things this segment and next segment as well. Ashley Kluver of Umpqua Valley Arts joins us. Now, of course, a lot of went into the Summer Arts Festival. You got through that. You took a break, but there's still more happening at UVA, right?
Right, Kyle. And the fun never stops around the summer here at UVA. It's our busiest season because we have gone straight from Summer Arts Festival into our summer art camps and more. So we're staying busy around here.
All right. So talk about some of the camps that are coming up this month.
So right now we have some fun ones going on for ages 5 to 8 and 9 to 12. Next week we have some openings in some of our camps. Our Garden Guardians mixed media class sold out, but we do have for ages 9 to 12, we have a backyard biologist, painting, and more. That one is going to be a fun one about exploring the very, very tiny world of everything under our feet with different painting mediums. But even after that, we have things all summer long. For ages 5 to 8, we have color, lines, and shapes for the last week of July. Then we launch into STEAM Week the first week of August. A lot of people love that when we can combine the arts and science because it's just activating everything up in the brain there. And after that, we have puppet storytelling and more for ages 9 to 12. We've also got the last week of July with fabulous fiber art. We've got STEAM Week the first week of August. Then we have some filmmaking, mixed media classes, and more happening for ages 9 to 12.
And you've got something called, and I'm going to say YAPA, but that's probably not right.
Actually, that is correct. It's our acronym for Young Artists in Plein Air. So if for anybody who's not familiar, Young Artists in Plein Air is a very special free one-day event that we do with youth in the community around our Umpqua Plein Air event. While the adults are out painting on scene in Douglas County throughout the week, we host one special day the week before, where young artists can come and learn about plein air and do it themselves to submit their work to a special exhibition alongside their adult counterparts. And it's a way to kind of have the young artists really get a chance to experience it themselves.
So how do kids get signed up for that?
You guys can head to our website, UmpquaValleyArts.com or UVArts.com is specifically what it is. And we have a page called Umpqua Plein Air. At the very bottom, there's a spot that'll take you to our Young Artists in Plein Air page. And there's some information there.
All right. Now, I guess we should remind people about your exhibits that are going on for another few weeks.
Yes, we currently have on display Biology Rising, Origins of Hope. That's by Julie Anderson Bailey. She is a local artist and UVA member, and her artwork in this show is all about our experience and our relationship with nature, specifically how the vestiges of botanicals and bioluminescence woven through nature illustrate how biology relates to human fragility and our interdependence on the earth. And then alongside it, we have a few other works that kind of lend to this relationship that we have with the natural world. We have Unraveling Taxon by Sean Edrington in the Corridor Gallery. We have Single-Use Landscapes by Tyler Brumfield. And then a little bit outside of the realm of our relationship with nature, but something still fun and exploratory, is our show Malleable. That is a soft sculpture show in Red Door Gallery. And then we have Youth Pride in our student gallery, which is an exhibit of works created by young artists during Youth Pride Group. That was an after-school opportunity that was hosted by UVA in partner with Douglas County ESD.
All right, so how long are all these in place?
They are going to be up until August 15th, which will be when we get ready to start our plein air event, and it'll be right before we open the plein air exhibit.
Yeah, now we talked about the kids' aspect of plein air. Tell me more about the adults.
Yes, Umpqua Plein Air is coming. We're very excited that registrations are still open for that until July 24th for any interested artists. But we invite artists of all stages of their career to come register to be part of that event, where they get to paint out across Douglas County, paint on scene and plein air. And then they get to submit up to 3 pieces that they paint during the week to be exhibited in UVA. All the works submitted get exhibited, but they're also juried by a juror that we invite to lend their eye, their expertise, and their experience with plein air to pick the best in show in the first, second, third place prizes.
So when what's the deadline to get signed up?
That's going to be July 24th. That'll be just in time to be able to be sent materials and to be invited to the online orientation. And then the actual paint out event itself is August 15th through the 20th. And our opening reception is August 22nd.
Now, talk about the next exhibit that'll be up the road.
Right after that, we have the members exhibit. So we have a lot of different artist calls happening right now. The members exhibit just went live. And that one is a special one where we celebrate the talent of our UVA members. Active members can submit up to 1 piece, and it's non-juried, no theme, all media accepted. So it's a really big range of a show, right? Like, we have a lot of different things going on, and they all have a really interesting thread that combines them all. But moreover, we're hosting the show as an annual UVA tradition to celebrate our members and their hard work. So that is going to be open until around October. So people can submit anytime between now and October for that show.
And I know you've got a lot going on getting ready for this multiple artist calls, right?
Yes, we have a printmaking now 10 years later exhibit call. Any printmakers in the area who want to submit to that, there's still time until September. And then in November, we're going to launch our call for the 2027 Artworks Northwest Biennial. That is a regional show, and it features artists from across 8 different states in the region, and it's a really exciting show for us.
All right. Now, talk about events that you have going on.
Oh, my goodness. The events we have coming up are awesome. And they are what's also keeping us busy right along summer camp. So tonight we have Third Thursday. We're open to the public later for our Third Thursday offerings in partnership with Thrive. We're inviting everybody to join us from 4:30 to 7:30 for Zentangle. It's a mindful drawing method led by Rain Allen. And then a creative group session with fellow community members where people can bring their own projects and create. So the mindful drawing Zentangle project is going to be from 4:30 to 5:30. And then from 5:30 to 7, people can chill, hang out, relax, and bring a project with you, or they can continue to work on their Zentangle project, their mindful drawing, and just kind of have a moment of community and relaxing, and also have a chance to come see the exhibits, too, after work hours.
So not too late to sign up for this.
Absolutely. You can go sign up through Thrive Umpqua. They have a link on their page, and I believe we've also shared it on our Facebook page just recently. If you're just coming for the hangout session, though, you are welcome to come by anytime during that time window, that window of opportunity, and we'll be able to welcome you in.
No, I was walking around the other day in town and spotted a yellow pop-up tent, and it looked like some art was happening, and I figured you guys must be involved.
Yes, it sounds like you found our Art in the Park pop-up tent. So we have revamped our Art in the Park program to be better than ever. We now pop up in select places throughout the summer to provide creative activities for kids, family, and anyone who wants to join in, and we hand out free art kits. We have a couple of places we're going to be popping up throughout July and one select one in August. Keep an eye out at Eagles Park downtown on July 18th from 12 to 2, Mildred Knipp Memorial Park on the 25th of July from 10 to 12, and then for all of our Music on the Half Shell fans, we're going to be there on August 4th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. So we've got a couple of places that people can find us with our Art in the Park umbrella or pop-up this summer.
What about as we get into September? What do you have coming up?
Ooh, we're still planning and working. We have a very special event in September coming up that we are very excited. It is the first time ever that we'll be hosting this, but it's going to be a big steamroller, big print event. Now, if anybody's familiar with linocut or woodblock printing, we have artists that we have sent 3-foot by 3-foot and 3-foot by 5-foot linoleum carvings. And if anybody knows anything about printing those, it takes pressure and, you know, some elbow grease for that. And for us, that elbow grease is going to be a steamroller. We're going to be using our parking lot out here to print in, and we're going to have fun activities that people can engage with. It's free for everybody to attend, and we're going to try to have some really fun things going on that day. Mark your calendars for September 19th.
All right. So a lot happening. If people want to come in and take a look at things, et cetera, what are your gallery hours?
We're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, and Saturdays, 10 to 3.
All right. From Ashley Kluver, Umpqua Valley Arts, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thank you, Kyle.
1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.